George, why don't you tell those who don't know a little bit about this opera and its history?
Well, this is one of three great operas written by Mozart to a book or a libretto by Lorenzo da Ponte, who was a masterful writer. So these three operas, Così fan tutte is one, The Marriage of Figaro is another one, Don Giovanni is another one. They're really the highest point in 18th century opera. And Così fan tutte is something that's so relatable to audiences today because not only is the music absolutely gorgeous and some of the most sexy music that Mozart ever wrote, but all of the characters are recognizable in ourselves and in our friends and family members. You know all these people already.
And go ahead, if you would, give the general synopsis of the opera. It has many resonances in contemporary reality television.
Well, sure. It's like an 18th century version of The Bachelorette or something weird like that. You start out with these two young soldiers who have fiancés, and they're very devoted to their fiancés, and they're convinced that their fiancés are totally devoted to them. And a more worldly wise gentleman, Don Alfonso, says, "Not so fast, guys. I'll make you a bet. If you promise to do what I tell you to do for just one day, your fiancés will be unfaithful to you." So he tells them to pretend that they're going off to war, and then they almost immediately come back disguised as wealthy Albanians, and each one woos the other one's fiancé. And it's all very lighthearted at first, until the wooing actually starts to work.
Sounds like wife swap.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of. That's kind of. And you know, the thing I love about this is it's at the end, it's not neatly buttoned up at all. We don't know from reading the score if they go back to the original pairs, if the whole relationship structures fall apart, if they stay with the new people, and it might just be different for each of the couples.
Jennifer, for you, talk about performing this opera and what do you love about it?
Oh, this opera, I think, is the pinnacle of being able to combine both the musical challenges and the dramatic challenges that every performer wants to have on stage. And so I get to sing some of the most beautiful music I've ever heard and also get to play a character who's kind of crazy but also very relatable. And so she goes through all of the highs and lows of a young woman and sings a crazy aria.
I will add, too, that, and this is something we're still dealing with today, that the men are quite chastened because they're advised, look, you can't put women up on a pedestal. They're fallible. They're human. They have needs and desires the same way you do. So let's get real and treat women as actual people, not as some other type of being with these unrealistic expectations.
Jennifer and George, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Noel.